This is the Composer's Datebook for May 16th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1868, the Czech composer Bedřich Smetana helped lay the foundation stone for Prague's future national theater. As the stone was driven into the soil with a ceremonial mallet, Smetana exclaimed, "In music is the life of the Czechs." That same evening, at Prague's Newtown Theater, Smetana conducted the premiere performance of his new opera, Dalibor. It's noteworthy that one of the players in the orchestra was a 26-year-old violist and fellow composer named Antonín Dvořák. The subject matter of Dalibor seemed theatrically apt for the occasion. A Czech legend about a rebellious 15th-century knight imprisoned for supporting a peasant uprising. During his imprisonment, according to the legend, Dalibor learned to play the violin so beautifully that people came to listen to him outside the window of the Prague Castle Tower in which he was held. 13 years after the premiere of Dalibor, the National Theater opened on June 11, 1881. For that gala occasion, another Smetana opera, Libusha, received its premiere performance. Sadly, by that time, Smetana was completely deaf, mentally ailing, and desperately poor. To add insult to injury, the directors of the new theater forgot to invite him to the gala premiere of his own opera. Despite the inexcusable snub, Smetana found his way into the theater and, when called to the stage and recognized by the audience, was acknowledged with thunderous applause. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.